to the RunnerX podcast, where we talk about all things running. As many runners know, it's 90% mental. So join Coach Valerie and Coach Caroline as we go through the mental side of running.
Welcome back to the RunnerX podcast. I'm your host, Coach Caroline, and I'm here with Coach Valerie. Coach, you decided to do a new event in the coming, the coming year. I don't know when you're, which one you're going to do. It's called High Rocks. Can you explain what that is and like what you're doing and tell those of us that don't understand it what it is?
So High Rocks is it's a race run event, and it's got 8 kilometers of running. So there's 8 stations, and you have to run a kilometer first and then do the station. So the stations include, so again, the running, and then you have a ski machine, then you run again. Let's say you have rowing, there's burpee broad jumps, there's lunges, there's wall balls, and there's a farmer carry. So you have these stations, and then you have to run in between. So a friend of mine that does a lot of Spartan racing, which is where you go outside and you get muddy and you do all that, she did this event and she reached out and she said, oh, I think you'd really like this because you already do so much. Oh, and a sled push and pull. She goes, okay. Because you do strength training and this has running and strength training, I think you'd really like it. So I went to watch her compete last year, and it did. It looked like a lot of fun. And then this woman I train, who's in her 60s, so she's 62, she wanted to sign up and try it. And she's not a runner. And so I said, well, you know what? I'll train you for it. And then she said, well, you know, we could do this together. And I really quit. You guys know this, but I used to race all the time. I spent 27 years racing. Signed up for 5Ks, 10Ks, halves, fulls. Just the whole event, I loved it all. And then about 6-7 years ago, I decided to go straight to coaching. I got out of events, so I really don't race much anymore. And she was like, you know, you've got friends that do this. Please do it with me. Come on. It'll be fun. And so I thought, well, you know what? If I want, you know, the reason I'm so confident and comfortable in all of my marathon training and my halves and all of my training plans I've written, guys, is because I spent almost 30 years of my life living it and running and, you know, doing these races and using my own training plans to get there. So I feel very confident in how they work. Same with triathlons. So I've never done a High Rocks. And I thought, well, if you're going to train somebody and you want to get excited about training people, then you got to do it. So I thought, let me sign up. And I'm in a new age category. I'm in my 50s now, and then the woman I'm going to help is in her 60s. So I thought this will be great. I can help people with their training as masters. You know, anything over 50 is a masters. Well, just for funsies, I put it on my Facebook. So now I've got 3 other women that have signed up, and they're young. Like I've got now a lady in her 30s, and 2 are in their 30s, and 1 is 43. So I thought this is great. Now I've got 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be able to show. Yeah. And we're all going to follow the same training plan. What's going to be different in our training is maybe the speed. Like maybe not everyone can run their 1K the same. Who cares? They can all run with the same movement pattern. Like we're going to teach you. Or teach them. And through that, we're going to use our YouTube channel, guys, by the way, to document the training, because it's going to be so much fun. And to show everyone can run the same, even if we're not running the same pace. The same thing like is with the stations. When you get to the rowing machine, just because I'm 50 and you're 30, there's not a different way to row. It's just that you might be faster than me, or you don't know. I might be faster than you. But we're going to use the same movement pattern. That's what's so exciting to me, is that this, the same thing with whatever the event is, it's a wall ball. There's a standard of movement. We all have to do the same exact movement. And that's what I teach in running, the movement of running. So being able to, there's 8 kilometers of running. You'd better be pretty comfortable in the running aspect of it. Every other station's every other station's going to be, you know, 3 to 4 minutes of work. And then you go run. and you have to go run 8 times. You only have to do these other stations once. So I'm hoping to get a message across to people, like, no matter what age category you are, you, if you follow the movement standards, you can do this event safely with less chance of injury and still get that high of the run. Because a lot of people that do this event that I've talked to are like, I used to be a marathoner, I used to be a half marathoner, I used to be a runner, and I got injured, or I can't run as much as I used to. Well, I'm hoping, of course, you know me, to spread the word, but part of the reason they love this is they still get to run. So there's still that really great feeling of running, but then they do that event and they get to take a break. And, you know, I kind of have to laugh and say, I bet if some of these people would have done interval training in their regular training, they might have not gotten injured some. You know, you never know.
Yeah.
No, so anyway, never know. Go ahead.
You were saying you feel.
No, I just feel like introducing, because a lot of people that are getting into HYROX are older women.
Yeah.
It's a huge, huge category of event. And it's because we love the competition. We like to work hard. We're hard workers. And this is a way that we can still work hard and feel good about our fitness and not feel like we're going to hurt ourselves. I mean, it's a great 100%. Feeling.
We've never been I'm not going to say we, but I could see it. I could even see myself wanting to do something like this, because it is. I want to challenge myself. I want to, you know, make myself improve on my movement or running, but I don't want to get electrocuted or go through, you know, sloppy mud, right?
Yes.
That doesn't appeal to me. So the Spartans, the concept of the Spartans always appealed to me, but the actual Spartan didn't. This would appeal to me as well. I could totally see this. And it's going to be fun. When Valerie mentioned, I mean, my first thing was like, oh my God, put these workouts out on YouTube. And it will be fun for you guys. If this is why we wanted to bring it up on this podcast, if this is something you're interested in, or just want to follow along, or you're doing one, go to our YouTube channel and subscribe, and you'll get notifications when she puts these out. Now, it might not be every week, might be once a month. She'll go through like what they worked on that month or whatever. There'll be a little bit deeper dive into the movement and really talking about, how do I do this wall ball? When I say that the movement is the same, let me show you what that means. And it'll be really interesting, because some of you maybe don't have a gym. Maybe you want to try this, but you don't have a gym. You work out at home. You work out with your husband. You know, who knows? Maybe you have a newborn. We've got some members that have newborns. And I'm sure she can't get to the gym as much as she'd like to. So she's going to use her garage gym, let's say, or her garage wall. You know, she doesn't even need a full workout. I know she has one, but the point is I'm looking forward to it. It'll be a lot of fun. And we hope that you'll look into it. You'll follow along on the podcast as we talk about some of the things that Valerie is seeing and learning with working with this different, diverse group of women. It's primarily women that are doing this with you, right? But it's open to any.
Sure.
It's male or female, right?
Yeah. There's a couple of guys from the gym that are doing it, and they're also masters. And so I'll probably throw them in the mix too.
We're just going to try to have a lot of fun with this new idea, this new trend that we're seeing, just like we have fun with pickleball and everything else that we're doing. We're just trying to share it on here, give you guys some other ideas. And in the next episode, we're going to talk about something that we don't talk about a lot. We've touched on it a few times, but it got brought up again in a conversation I was having with a friend about triathlons. So if you're a triathlete and you're thinking, well, what about triathlons? Next week, or if you're going back through the stuff, the next episode, we're going to talk about triathlons. We'll see you over there. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for joining us on the RunRx podcast. If you'd like to know more, join us at www.runrx.fit. And if you have additional questions that you'd like answered on the podcast, email us at support@runrx.fit.